This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from the coronavirus, overtaking Italy for the highest death toll in the world. About half of the deaths in the United States happen in the New York metropolitan area, but fear is mounting over the spread of the virus into the nation's heartland. Hotspots of contagion are erupting in the Midwest, including nursing home deaths in Indiana and Iowa, and deaths at the Cook County Jail in Chicago. Cook County has also set up a temporary morgue that can take more than 2,000 bodies. Globally, confirmed infections rose to about 1.8 million, with nearly 109,000 deaths. The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of healthcare workers becoming infected by the deadly coronavirus. The UN Health Agency is appealing for international support to provide healthcare workers with the supplies and other tools needed to keep them safe. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says among the major players in this grisly drama are the frontline responders, healthcare workers who tend to the sick and dying. While they are putting their lives on the line to save others, Tedros says health workers are not getting the support they need to keep them safe. Tedros says some health workers become infected outside health facilities, in their homes and communities, but the majority being infected within health facilities where they are exposed to the deadly virus. Many become sick, he says, because they are not sufficiently trained or lack experience in recognizing COVID-19. New York State is continuing to flatten the curve as hospitalizations from the coronavirus go down, even as the death toll continues to rise. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to make sure that talk of reopening the state includes consideration of public health. Cuomo says the strict measures being taken are showing results. This is VOA News. The coronavirus pandemic gave rise to bold promises by U.S. President Donald Trump. As he led the response in the United States, a review of the record by the Associated Press finds that many of those promises had been broken. The promises on testing, on basic health supplies, on ventilators, and more. Big numbers are being floated for equipment and testing procedures in the pipeline, but in large measure, they'll arrive on the downslope of the pandemic. They'll put the U.S. in a better position if the virus returns, but will land too late for the outbreak's lethal curve. Experts think the U.S. now is at or near the height of the COVID-19 sickness and death count. Japan's prime minister sent stay-at-home messages with a home video. On Twitter, there was a video of Shinzo Abe sitting at home. An expressionless Abe cuddles his dog, reads a book, sips from a tea cup, and clips on a remote in the one-minute video posted on Sunday. Britain has not yet reached the COVID-19 peak, which would allow for an easing of tight restrictions of movement. That's according to Health Minister Matt Hancock Saturday, as the death toll in the British hospitals reached almost 9,000 Friday. The death toll in the hospitals across the country stood at 9,000, with more than 980 fatalities recorded, a figure which exceeded the deadliest day so far in Italy, the country's worst hit by the virus, and Britain's worst day yet. Among those infected is Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is recovering in a hospital after spending 3 days in intensive care. His office said that he is improving and back on his feet, but that his recovery was still at a very early stage. It is unclear how long he will be incapacitated. Britain imposed a lockdown 3 weeks ago in a bid to curb the spread of the virus. The government has come under increasing pressure to detail how long the strict measures on movement will last, with people forced to stay at home and many businesses unable to operate. On Friday, Health Minister Matt Hancock insisted that Britons avoid going out in the spring sunshine over Easter. With high stress, high-stakes decisions, doctors around the world are frantically trying to figure out how COVID-19 is killing their patients so they can attempt new ways to fight back. One growing theory is that the sickest of the sick, little blood clots, might be clogging the lungs. At New York's Mount Sinai Hospital, a lung specialist took a gamble. He's given a few patients near-death blood clot busting drug and a blood thinner to block new clots from forming. Now, there is no proof that it works, but it is the latest example of a strategy doctors want to study. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.